off a little bit of housekeeping. How are you looking fitness-wise for this one?
Yeah, so Ollie Gildart's probably going to be another week. He doesn't have any symptoms anymore, but he had symptoms there for a while. So, yeah, seeing the specialist. Specialist said, you know, he's better off having a week, do some contact now, which he'll start shortly. He's back in training, but just light duties. With the hope to return next week.
Just in terms of his, you know, how he's been, clearly frustrated because he was going pretty well before that.
Yeah, he was. I think this year, yeah, the beauty of what we've got, especially now in that centre position, is we've got some depth. So he was playing well, and it's unfortunate. Obviously, it was a nasty sort of collision there. But, you know, Tom Opacik stepped in and doing a really good job, and we've got Corey Hall there as well, and obviously Petter's gone back. So, you know, we've got some decent backup there and depth. You know, and as I said, Tom's he'd be looking forward to this week.
Does that give you quite a few headaches then? Good headaches going forward.
Yeah, it certainly does. Absolutely it does. I mean, we've got three very experienced centres, and obviously Corey Hall, who's going to be, you know, a very good player down the track. He's only young. So, you know, to put three and four into two can be difficult, and it is difficult. So, you know, the beauty of that is we want to have competition for spots, and that's what that brings, and it's a good position to be in.
In terms of Sam Luckley, suspended, was it a bit frustrating for him given he had, you know, the injury earlier on in the season, starting to get into a bit of form? And, you know, I know it's only just the one game, but still, you know, a little bit of a mini setback for him.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think one game was probably on the mark in terms of where the player ended up. You know, I had a good look at it afterwards and comfortable, obviously, with the 1 week. It's, you know, Sam didn't intentionally mean to do that. It was just a vulnerable position that the player ended up in. And, look, you don't want to see players end up in vulnerable positions. So, yeah, unfortunate for us and Sam. But I think, you know, 1 week was the right thing.
How much are you looking forward to getting back into the Challenge Cup? And obviously, this tie in particular has, you know, will draw up, you know, sort of plenty of memories, plenty of kind of additional subplots, won't it, given what happened last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have those sort of, you know, plotting things around the game from last year and what happened last year, but we're certainly not. It's a different year. It's a new year. You know, quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup for 24. That's all we're focusing on, you know, going out this weekend and getting the result. That's what we're about. You know, we're about, obviously, strong performances each week in the Super League, but in the Super League you can lose and play well, and then you carry that on to the week after and you might get a result, where Challenge Cup, you, obviously it's sudden death and you need to win. So it's about going out and winning this week, and you know, how we know how we're going to go about that, and obviously, you know, Lee's a very good team. No matter who they put on the park, whether they bring players back or players that they've got at the moment, they're a very good team. We know that. So we know that they'll be coming here to have the same mindset as what we've got.
In terms of your approach, I guess last year's highlights just that you can run a cup campaign and be successful in the league as well. So there'll be sort of, I presume, no letting you kind of foot off the gas, so to speak, for this one.
No, certainly not. It's, you know, we take the Challenge Cup. We respect it immensely. It's, as I said all along, it's a competition that it holds a lot of prestige in this country, as for many years, and we still respect what the Challenge Cup's about. We were fortunate enough to play in it last year, and the reality is, we, you know, like every other team, you want more of that. You want to play in those big games. So, you know, we haven't been quiet about that. Every other team in the competition strives for that as well. So whether they'll say it or not, that's what we're striving to do. And we've got an opportunity this week in a quarterfinal. So as I said, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to playing back home again, especially. We've had a few home games and we've got another one this week, and we want to get our fans out there and hopefully we get as many as we can. I think there's six odd thousand that were sold already. You know, we've had some sellouts, six sellouts so far, and be nice to get another one.
There has, you know, obviously every year there seems to be, you know, sort of little bits of criticism about the Challenge Cup, or talk of whether the Challenge Cup is losing its luster or its allure, and you know, maybe crowds aren't quite as high. But you do seem to be able to buck that trend. I guess as a club, there must be a tremendous amount of affection for this cup.
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, especially because we were part of it last year. But I mean, it's difficult for fans, isn't it? Because they pay for a season ticket and then it's an additional cost on top of that. So it depends on people's circumstances of whether they can come. I know all our fans would love to be there. Again, it just depends on individual circumstances. So, you know, we know fans that are able to come will come, and certainly the ones that aren't, we know we've got their full support. So, you know, we'll get another good crowd regardless this week, and they'll have the same energy. It'll be the same environment, you know, for Lee to come to, and that's what we love. We love playing at home for that reason.
What have you made of Lee so far this year, Willie?
Well, it's well documented that they've had a lot of injuries to key players. But what I will say is they still know they still fight hard. You know, they might have been well beaten on the scoreboard last week, but if you have a look and break that game down, there are just some key moments in the game that went Wigan's way or Wigan earned. But we certainly respect Lee. There's no doubt about that. And they're a good team. You don't go from being a good team to a bad or an average one in 6 to 8 months. They've gone through and going through what most teams will go through in a year. I mean, they were lucky in terms of injuries last year, and they're having their few injuries this year. But they're still the players that are playing are still very capable. And I mean, you have a look at their halves pairing. You know, they're one of the best in the competition, and they've got some good players in that team. So, you know, regardless of who comes back or who plays this weekend, again, we focus on what we can control, and that's playing our style and doing what we can do.
I think that pass pairing battle is that you talk about is going to be something that, you know, particularly with it being on the BBC, people, you know, anybody who just kind of tunes in on the weekend are going to see, you know, four extremely good halfbacks in action, aren't they? And they all kind of bring something a little bit different, something for kind of, you know, maybe people who aren't familiar with rugby league to really kind of get their teeth into at the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be an entertaining game. And like you say, the four halves on show will be, you know, they're one of the better pairings in the comp. There's some good half pairings in the comp, but there's no doubt the four that we'll see are right up there as well. You know, as I said, there's many, many good halves. excuse me, but the team that wins this weekend will obviously win that middle third first, and then it'll be off the back of that will be, you know, what those halves are doing, and you know, who controls the game better and who game manages it better and puts the other team in vulnerable positions, and that's where the game will be won. I mean, when it comes to sudden death, it's your key players that need to step up, and I've got every bit of confidence in Mikey and Tyrone May, who are doing a good job together, and they're certainly growing in their partnership with Noel Levels at the back there. You know, we've got some handy hookers, very handy hookers in Jez and Matty Parcells. So, you know, our spine's starting to connect, and we're starting to, you know, to get to where we want to get to with our attack and asking a lot of questions, but a lot of it revolves around our halves.
Yeah, just a little word on Niall Levels. You know, he's obviously had a nightmare couple of years, hasn't he? But how good is it to see him with a sort of smile on his face and playing as well as he is at the moment?
Yeah, it's awesome. He's a great person, and he's a great, very good player. He's a great player. He was, obviously, he had his fair share of injuries at Castleford, so he couldn't, you know, put his best foot forward there. But certainly at Salford, what he did at Salford and what he's done over his career, you know, he's had a strong pre-season. He's a mentally strong person. I mean, he knows how to handle adversity. He knows how to handle setbacks. And now, like you say, it's really good to see him with a smile on his face. And there's no doubt we'll see the best of him as the year goes on. He's getting comfortable in that number one position, that fullback position. And it's what he's used to and most comfortable with. So he's doing a great job for us.
That's all good for me, man.
Cheers.
Somebody else have a crack. Cheers, Willie.
Cheers, mate. Is that it, guys?
Yeah, no, Willie, just to pick up a little bit more on the team news, I don't think you mentioned it. Dino was 18th man, I know was close last week, and Joe Bench had a, was it a bit of a tight Achilles or something?
Yeah.
They both. Off back this week in contention to be in the squad.
Yeah, so we'll have a better look later on the week. But both, as I said, Dino probably could have played last week. That's why we put him 18th man. He did have a tight calf. So yeah, expect Dean to come back, and then we'll just make a call on Joe later on the week.
And Ben's cooked tight, didn't he?
He is, mate.
Last,
yeah. 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 So okay. He can't play.
You gave Jez a rest last week, and he's been tremendous for you at the start of the season. How important is it for you, because of the options you've got, to try at certain weeks when it feels right to give players like Jez a little bit of a rest? Because if you are going to go far in this competition, there's going to be no let up until October, and I imagine that's important for you, just to give players, certain players, a little break every now and again.
Yeah, I think, like you said then, certain players, Jez was the one that we did rest last week, purely because Jez, you know, he's got a new role now. He's our starting nine, and he's been up for a number of weeks. So, you know, bringing in someone like Matt Parcell to start at nine and play 80 minutes and the way he played is a really good and strong position to be in. So we wanted to give Ben Reynolds an opportunity. Ben, we weren't sure whether he was going to play in the halves or play at hooker, because I want to see him at both. So then that the opportunity, we gave the opportunity, that, well, sorry, we had the opportunity then to be able to give Tyrone a rest during the game and Elliot Minchella. So we certainly went in that game looking to go with our strongest, you know, possible team. Jez was the only one, as I said, that we did rest, because he, you know, playing in the middle there, playing long minutes or big minutes like he has, and what I've been most impressed about is he's fixed up and improving the areas that we looked at in the preseason. He's consistent now with those, and it was just a matter of giving him a rest so we can go again. But we certainly had someone fill that role that's more than capable, as we know. He's done it for, you know, how many years has he done it for, Matty Parcell? Especially over here.
Do you think your squad's better equipped this year for the rigours and the demands of an assault for two trophies, you know, come the end of the year, because you've got a few more options, whether that be centre, whether that be fullback, whether that be, you know, in the pack and through the middle? You look like you've got more options to move things around this year, and are probably stronger for it, for that tough challenge of two trophies.
Yeah, it's that's what every team strives for. You want, as I said before, you want to have competition for spots. You want to have depth, and you want to have players who aren't comfortable or feeling, you know, if they're not performing at training, or they don't have the right attitude, or that they know that someone else is there to take their spot. So, you know, we want to flip it and have the mindset that, yeah, that they know that someone's, as I said, someone's on their tail, so to speak, that someone's putting pressure on. Because when you have that, or when I believe is when you have that, that's when you have more success. But you need a type of character in your team to do that. You need, you know, some players and people don't want that. They do want an easier option, and they want to be guaranteed things, but there's no guarantees in life for anything, really, is there? So for us, you know, we want to try, and we're still building that squad where there is depth in every position. Everyone's comfortable with knowing that, you know, no one's job in the world, like, you know, at a level that these guys play at, you know, coaches, you know, high-end executives, your job's not safe. You need to do it every day. You need to turn up, so to speak, every day. So that's, we've got a squad that that understand that, and we've got a squad that do that. And that's what I'm proud about as a coach. I mean, I've got to have conversations with players around not making teams, but they just get on with it. They just, you know, the players that haven't played have just got on with it. They've trained hard. Like, we just had a session then, and the Robins, who's the team preparing the first team for the week, you know, trained extremely well today, and they'll acknowledge, because it makes the first team better, but it also helps them get in contention for the week after. So if they don't perform and they're not doing that, at training, then they're not going to be in the week, or they're not going to be in contention for the week after. But the beauty of today's session is we look at it as coaches, and we go, you know, we've got an X amount of players now put themselves in position because of what they did at training. So we do value that.
You spoke about the crowd, and I wanted to just talk a little bit more about that Craven Park factor, if you will. You've only lost one game at home, going back to July, I think it was last year, and that was Warrington at home early in the season, a game which arguably, you know, you probably should have won and had enough opportunities to win. It feels like you're really building something on and off the field at Craven Park with the work that, you know, Paul Lakin and the board are doing, and the work that you're doing with the team. I was down there on Friday night in that Craven Street, and the atmosphere is, you know, terrific. The fans really seem to have bought into it. How important is it for you to really capitalise on that? Because if you can make your home ground as, you know, a really intimidating, difficult place for other teams to come to, you know, that's massive for any team that wants to be competing in then, you know, upper echelons of the league table.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's no secret that, you know, teams know what they're in for when they turn up to Craven Park. I think, you know, when I first arrived, we spoke about home ground and what it means to us to play here and what performance the players want to put on for their fans and our fans, and we want to be consistent with that. And I think, again, I'm proud of the players and what they've done around that, because, you know, yes, we've had the results at home, but it's the way we've played. We've got a style now that I believe, you know, a person might come to the game a couple of times and they can see a difference if there is a big shift in our performance. Or they see it, they understand and they can see how we want to play. I think that's important for fans, you know, so they're connected to our team. So I think we're certainly you know, without getting ahead of ourselves, we're certainly in a strong position of who we are as a team. But as I said before, you need to keep doing that every week. Like, you can't, you know, think that there's no end, you know, to success, is there? So we haven't won anything. We haven't won a trophy. We're striving to do all that. But what we can control is, like you say, what we do at home, the performances that we put in, and being consistent with that. We've got a lot of control and say in that. Not always the result, and Warrington was a perfect example of that. We got off to a slow start, and then we found our way, and then we played the game that we know we can play and like we do at home. But as I said, it's about being consistent with that, and we need to do on Saturday night again. It doesn't just happen. Teams come here now knowing it's going to be a tough ask. It's a hostile environment. We've got, you know, our players love playing here, but we need to go do it again.
You said about not winning a trophy yet. This club's only won the Challenge Cup once in its entire history, which I think is, you know, quite astonishing for a club of this size that's won countless other trophies. But in the Cup, it's only happened once. Obviously, you know, it was a biggie because of who it was against, but it feels like if you can get over the line this year, often we see it in other sports as well, it just takes that one trophy to help take the club to a whole new level. Do you get that sense as well, that if you can just get over the line once, I'm not saying you're going to go and win everything, you know, all the time, but if you just get over the line once, it's going to make it so much easier to kick it on how you and the club want it to go to that next level where you're there every year fighting for the trophies at least.
I think what you said before, like, you know, we've only won it once. I mean, the Super League, I know it's a separate competition, and the Super League's only been won by four teams. Winning trophies is extremely difficult. It's very, very hard to do. And we are, as I said, we're striving to win trophies, and we're not shy about saying that, because every team wants to win trophies, but to win them, it's difficult. So we certainly don't look ahead. We don't talk about winning grand finals or winning the Challenge Cup. We talk about, and I know it's cliche, but it's true, you need to worry about next week. Our target's Friday against Lee in a quarter final, and then we win that game, it takes us to a semi. But if you start thinking about three games ahead, you lose sight of the initial focus, which is this Friday or Saturday, and then you get beaten, you're out of the cup. So as much as I say, we're striving and we're working hard, and as you said before, there's so much going on off the field, and the players are doing a great job on the field. We don't get ahead of ourselves. We're certainly not, because we need to get better every week. If we get better every week, you know, and I talk about it all the time, we've got our KPIs of what we want to achieve each week to get a result, and we just need to narrow focus on that. As much as, you know, as I said before, we certainly do want to win trophies.
That's all for me. Good luck, Saturday.
Cheers.
Hi, Willie. How are you doing?
Hi, James. Good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. What did you learn from that Wembley defeat to Lee that you'll be looking to get right this weekend in another do-or-die match?
Yeah, we learned some technical stuff. There's no doubt about that, which I won't go into. I've just sort of spoken to some players around, what that looks like again. And we definitely fixed that up. Obviously we had a really good win 2 weeks after against them last time and then played them in the semi. So technically we fixed a lot up that we wanted to. And I believe we fixed up, in terms of we just fell short in that game. We know that. What we didn't do was give up. There's no regrets from this group around the performance and effort that we put in. Naturally, there's a couple of things in the game, that we'd take back, but we certainly fix that up when we play them 2 weeks after.
Has it been mentioned at all this week?
Nah, not at all, mate. As I said before, it's a new year and it's a new focus. Naturally, I get it. The headlines will be around last year and all that, and I understand that. But there's no point bringing last year up and why would I want to bring negative emotion up? I'd rather talk about, if we're going to talk about last year, let's talk about the semi-final and the games that we fixed up. But if we talk about Wembley, you're bringing up negative emotions, and I think that's the way we want to approach this. It's a new year. We've started off, quite well this year, and we've got a new challenge on Saturday.
At the same time, as a former player, do you think it will be fueling a few individuals who do play at Wembley?
Oh, there's no doubt. Of course, you want to, as an individual, you always want to keep improving, and you certainly, there's a really good rivalry now, I think, between the two clubs. It's a healthy rivalry between the two clubs. That's been built on the players and what they've delivered in every match last year, except for those two games, one on their, on our side where they, were beaten straight after the whistle and we kicked out the full and they beat us by nearly 50, whatever it was, and then vice versa after the final. But the games are in and around that. They've all been tight, highly competitive, and the fans have got behind them. So it'll be no different this week. But as I said, the players have built that. Lemmy and I have known each other for a long time. There's a respect there. There's a respect for both clubs on what we've done. And again, it's a healthy rivalry.